January 4. What fruit? They that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Job 4:8. As an educator, no part of the Bible is of greater value than are its biographies. These biographies differ from all others in that they are absolutely true to life. It is impossible for any finite mind to interpret rightly in all things the workings of another. None but he who reads the heart, who discerns the secret springs of motive and action, can with absolute truth delineate character or give a faithful picture of a human life. In God's Word alone is found such delineation. No truth does the Bible more clearly teach than that what we do is the result of what we are. To a great degree, the experiences of life are the fruition of our own thoughts and deeds. The curse causeless shall not come. Proverbs 26:2. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. For the reward of his hand shall be given him. Isaiah 3:10-11. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. Jeremiah 6:19. Terrible is this truth, and deeply should it be impressed. Every deed reacts upon the doer. Never a human being but may recognize in the evils that curse his life fruitage of his own sowing. Yet even thus we are not without hope. Jacob resorted to fraud, and he reaped the harvest in his brother's hatred. Through 20 years of exile, he was himself wronged and defrauded. But God says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. Isaiah 57:18. Jacob in his distress was not overwhelmed. He had repented. He had endeavored to atone for the wrong to his brother. And when threatened with death through the wrath of Esau, he sought God, help from God. He wept and made supplication. Hosea 12:4. And he blessed him there. Genesis 32:29. The power of evil in his own nature was broken. His character was transformed. God does not annul his laws. He does not work contrary to them. The work of sin he does not undo, but he transforms. Through his grace, the curse works out blessing.